Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, Apple is working on a new framework that will allow third-party photo apps to back up images more reliably, alongside the likely final stages of development before iOS 26.1 is released. This new framework is also in the works inside Apple. Apple detailed this new framework in a post on its documentation website, calling it an expansion of the existing PhotoKit API. The company explains that iOS 26.1 enables PhotoKit to have a new background resource upload extension type that enables photo apps to provide seamless cloud backup experiences. Apple says the system manages uploads on the app's behalf and processes them in the background, even when people switch to other apps or lock their devices. This means that third-party photo apps and other cloud backup services will finally be able to back up images automatically and reliably in the background, rather than relying on workarounds or waiting for the user to reopen the app. So this basically means that if you don't want to use iCloud Photo Library and don't want to pay Apple for additional iCloud storage, you'll be able to use a third-party app for all of your backup needs for your photos. While this has technically been possible in the past, the experience has been less than ideal due to system limitations implemented by Apple. But again, this new PhotoKit development should solve those problems and open a vast new world of backup opportunities for iPhone users. Next up today, Apple might have a big expansion of its iPad apps in store. A report says that Apple could soon release four new iPad apps: Pixelmator Pro, Mainstage, Motion, and Compressor. These are currently pro-level apps from Apple that are exclusive to the Mac. They would join Apple's existing pro-level apps Final Cut Pro and Logic Pro on the iPad, which launched last year. Compressor is a media encoding and delivery tool used to customize how video and audio are exported. Motion is Apple's motion graphics tool for creating titles, transitions, and visual effects. Both of these are companions to the broader Final Cut Pro app. Mainstage, meanwhile, is a Logic Pro companion for live performances and customizable onstage instruments and vocal setups. And finally, Pixelmator Pro is a powerful photo editing application. Apple acquired Pixelmator last November. Currently, a less capable version of the Pixelmator app is available on iPad, but one would assume the Pixelmator Pro app for iPad would be more powerful and closer to the Mac version. There's no word on when these apps will be released. If this rumor is indeed legit, then it would represent a significant expansion of Apple's Pro app catalog for the iPad. It also aligns well with the recent launch of the M5 iPad Pro. In an ideal world, Apple would have announced these new iPad apps at the same time as the new hardware, as was the case last year with the M4 iPad, Final Cut Pro, and Logic Pro. This time around, it seems like the hardware and software teams inside Apple weren't quite synced up on these announcements. Hopefully, the launch of Motion, Mainstage, Pixelmator Pro, and Compressor happens sooner rather than later for those new M5 iPad Pro buyers. We are supported this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. CardPointers is available across all of Apple's platforms, and most users save over $750 per year, simply by learning which card to use for which transaction. CardPointers recently got a major update with support for new iOS 26 features and a liquid glass redesign. Hit the link in the show notes to save 50% off a CardPointers annual or lifetime subscription and to help support 9 to 5 Mac daily. Running out today, we have some new iPhone rumors about what to expect from the iPhone lineup next year. First, a rumor has backed that the iPhone 18 Pro will get a new variable aperture lens. This would mean that the key benefit is greater ability to control the depth of field in a photo. You can have a shallow depth of field when you want to isolate the subject from the background, a medium depth of field when you want isolation while still ensuring the background is recognizable, or a deep depth of field for when you want everything in shot to be in focus. The existing portrait mode feature creates an artificial shallow depth of field effect for iPhone users, but a variable aperture lens would offer more control in more circumstances. Essentially, if Apple were to implement a variable aperture lens on the iPhone 18 Pro, you can imagine a highly capable next-generation version of portrait mode. There are also a couple of design details for next year's iPhone models. According to rumors posted on Weibo, The iPhone 18 Pro will feature the same basic rear camera design as this year's iPhone 17 Pro. This means that Apple has no changes in store for the so-called plateau. Previous reporting has suggested that Apple has plans to slightly alter the design of the glass cutout on the back of the 18 Pro, perhaps implementing something to make it blend in more with the rest of the device. But that actual camera plateau isn't going anywhere. The same Weibo report also says that the iPhone 17e, which is expected in early 2026, will feature a dynamic island. The current iPhone 16e uses a standard notch design. This is also consistent with previous rumors, but it adds a fresh detail. That display will only support a 60 Hz refresh rate. So even though the base model iPhone 17 this year was upgraded to ProMotion 120 Hz refresh rates for the first time, the cheapest iPhone 17e will not get that same treatment when it launches next year. That wraps up another episode of 95 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 95mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 95 Mac Daily.